Proclamation number 0932 of 27th of May, 1939. Voice of Conscience. Redemptive work on earth. Let this be a warning to you that you should pay more attention to the voice within yourselves, for it is the demands of the world which drown them out, and in the world's affairs you pay no attention to the divine demands which are revealed to you through this voice. And therefore the earthly struggle is the only means, for it is most likely to cause you to consult yourselves, and this can be beneficial to your inner life. But in constant listening to oneself lies an exceedingly great blessing, and this contributes immensely to self-improvement, for the human being seeks to give an account of all thought and action and to bring it into connection with the destiny imposed upon him. And the human being's thinking is even more stimulated in cases where it concerns direct manifestations of divine will. These will correspond with what the human being himself perceives in the form of the inner voice, the conscience. Every right-thinking person will have to affirm these announcements where they are guidelines which every person should accept and follow. The divine will not make an opposing sense. The same thing will always be demanded of everyone. To live in love for God and one's neighbor. And everyone will profoundly recognize the injustice of his actions if he acts in a way contrary to the divine commandments. The large community of those who work to save erring souls are in closest contact with the eternal deity, for in order to be able to participate in such work of salvation it is necessary that they, to a certain degree, have also become partakers of the blessings of the act of salvation, and that they have already found the path to God, that they, for their part, are now in full realization, thus that they are fully conscious executors of the divine will. Consequently, the human being who serves the Lord on earth in such a way that he willingly helps the erring souls has fulfilled all prerequisites in order to attain a certain degree of maturity, for he now does everything on earth on God's behalf, since his will constantly influences him and the earthly child consciously and voluntarily complies with this divine will. And thus it will be understandable that all paths have to be taken as is good in order to be able to be redemptively active, but that the human being's free will has always been a prerequisite before God's will takes hold of it, and therefore the human being is certainly outwardly active as a human being but always on behalf of the Lord, and therefore everything he undertakes in order to serve God and have a redeeming effect will be blessed. All the powers of heaven are at such an earthly child's disposal, and if the spirit of the latter has set the unification with the eternal deity as its aim, then it will certainly achieve it, for it may only want to, and its will is, as it were, God's will which no obstacle can oppose. And everything will obey his will. And again the question arises for the human being as to which office the eternal deity has given to the human being whose task it is to have a redeeming effect. And it cannot be sufficiently pointed out that every activity achieves redemption, which is love in itself. Only love can signify redemption, only in love does God work himself and therefore directly. And whatever God does must ultimately bring salvation to unsaved beings. For every work came into being through God's love only for the redemption of all spiritual beings which are in a banished state through their own fault. People's spiritual state on earth does not allow for complete redemption as long as love is switched off in all people's thoughts and actions. But conversely, a person who has completely become a lover can have a strong redeeming effect on his surroundings through mental influence. In deepest agreement with the eternal deity, he can make all strength from God his own, and with the help of this strength assist the entities around him and likewise awaken their spirit. And the slightest prayer to the Father calls for this strength. However, the eternal deity does not allow the path to realization to be completely bypassed, so that a being can effortlessly attain what is the purpose of earth life. The will to do what is right must determine the human being to abandon himself to the work of the deity, so that the power of God can then express itself there precisely through the earthly child, which is active in love and destined for the redemption of erring souls, which is preformed for this purpose and chosen by God to successfully meet the spiritual adversity on earth and to rule over people for the blessing of its ministry. Amen.